When talking about the jazz scene in central Pennsylvania, one would be remiss not to mention the group Third Stream. The seeds for the group were planted in 1974 during a series of garage jam sessions. Tom Stroman is the band's woodwind and sometimes keyboard player, and he describes their beginnings.
I met Jim Miller at a jam session, actually in his garage, okay? And then we played with the New Jazz Quartet for a little bit, and then we started Third Stream, and we went through a couple different folks. And then we finally settled on Jim Easton on guitar, John Pfeiffer on drums, Jim Miller bass, myself on woodwinds and a little keyboard, not much. And then in 2012, we added my son Greg.
From a garage in Hershey, Third Stream went on to perform and produce records, sharing the stage with some big names in jazz.
One of our first steady gigs was a place called The Apple and the Frenchman. It was on 2nd Street. And then there was a place recently called Galifty's. At the time it was called Dante's on the West Shore. And then there was a place in Lancaster called Tom Payne's Back Room. We played there quite often. And the Village Hofbräu we played. We opened up for Herbie Hancock at the Forum in Harrisburg. And we opened up for a gentleman named Deodato up at Penn State. Tower of Power, we opened up for them down in Lancaster. So we did a bunch of stuff like that.
As is the case with any musical group who continues to perform for the length of time that Third Stream has, the demographic of their listeners necessarily changes over the span of decades. Tom describes the trajectory of the band's experience.
When we had our biggest following was probably in the late 1970s into the mid-1980s. Getting It Together was our big recording. That was probably the highlight of our time, and that's when we did most of our major concerts. At the time, we were playing for a demographic that was a little older than us, but then the people listening to you, I mean, they start to have family, start to have kids, they move away, so on and so forth, and then you're starting to try to play for a younger audience, and then, you know, they're attuned to their time period. But we've been very fortunate. I mean, we've had a lot of success with a lot of folks. You know, when we go to play, we pretty much have a loyal following. It's smaller than it was before. And every once in a while, we surprise some of the younger ones, you know. Wow, you guys are really good.
Tom's son, Greg, was very familiar with Third Stream's music.
When I was very young, all I remember was they used to rehearse at our house. And they were very loud. It was very overwhelming. And I was always fascinated with all these instruments that they played and all this music that they were doing. And I was kind of listening to it from afar. As I got older, every so often they would invite me to like play a song with them or to sit in or to mess around or jam or whatever.
In 2012, the band asked Greg to join them as a regular member. And while Greg still has his own projects that he works on, playing with his dad in Third Stream is important to him.
As you get older, you start to realize that life is finite, and there's that sense of, like, I feel really lucky to be able to share this at this point in my life. And I know it's one of those things that won't be able to last. So it's really special and sentimental to me to be able to experience that.
For Tom, who has been a member of Third Stream for 47 years, the band is more than just a project.
One of the hardest things in the music business is to find a group of people that stay together. The four of us were like family. I mean, proud to be a member of the group.
For WITF Music, I'm Joe Ulrich.